Weekdays, 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And on the board today we have Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.
Hey.
Glad you're here today on this beautiful sunny day.
It is compared to yesterday.
Yeah.
The exact opposite.
Yeah, exactly. And we have Lynn with me. My best friend, my co-host and sidekick is with me on the telephone. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just a little disappointed because we're supposed to be in Michigan right now.
I know, and it's your special day today,
too. Yeah. But, you know, we were supposed, Lynn and I were supposed to be in Michigan today. My cousin is getting married, and her name is Toni Kay, and she was named after her grandparents, Toni and Kay. And today would have been their 75th anniversary. So due to the COVID, the big wedding is off, but they are still getting married today, and they're getting married in Toni and Kay's house. So that's just fabulous. And they're going to have a big celebration, hopefully in October. Things will be cleared up, and we'll be able to go there. So my best wishes to Toni and Lucas.
Mine too.
Everybody in the family. That's just a very wonderful thing. And in the midst of all this crummy stuff, that's a really, really wonderful thing.
It's good to hear good things.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. And they said it's a beautiful day there today, so that's really good.
It's really hot here.
Yeah, it is pretty hot. It was like 93 yesterday.
In my car, I was driving, I forget where I went, 96.
Ooh.
I said, and then I went listen to the news. They said, oh, it's 86 in Clearwater. I thought, I wonder how far Clearwater is from here. Yeah, I don't know where they're getting their readings, but boy, it was hot.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, I want to welcome our newest listeners. We have Tracy in Tampa, we have Diane in Largo, and we have Laura in Clearwater.
Welcome, ladies.
So we're glad, like I say, there's always room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new people and
especially
for our regulars.
Especially now since it's empty.
Yeah, especially now. But it's so great that we can be connected so many other ways.
Yes.
So that's really good.
Well, you can because you do that zoomy boomy thing.
You got it. You got it today. You don't have any choice.
I guess.
Yes. I'm just trying to adapt my Dementia Dance presentation to a Zoom, and it's a little bit challenging for me.
Oh, I bet it is.
But
it'll be
on.
Great, honey.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, honey. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great show. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye. And do we have my wonderful friend Donna Caesar on the line?
We're here. Hi, everybody.
You're here, but I don't see your smiling face. It's
I'm
a little
sorry.
Lonely in the station.
Big virtual hug.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm so glad you're here today. Donna's been on the show quite a few times before, so a lot of our listeners already know Donna, but for the people that don't, Donna's a memory care advisor with Arden Courts. You hear my Arden Courts commercials all the time. I do presentations at Arden Courts. They sponsor my Tuesday tip. And Donna's just a wealth of knowledge, and there's been a lot going on with this COVID thing. So how are things going at Arden Courts, Donna?
Arden Courts, all of our local Arden Courts, Tampa, Palm Harbor, Seminole, Largo, I'm located in Seminole, we are COVID-free.
Yay!
Yay! The things that we are doing to help reduce the possibilities is that any caregiver, myself, all the management, when we come in the morning, we quickly take our temperatures, we answer our screening questions, you know, have you traveled in the last 14 days, have
right.
you been around anybody with COVID, you know, the screening.
Yeah.
We sign off on that, and then I get started because I get in at 6:30 in the morning, and I sanitize the entire office, the front offices.
Mm-hmm.
All of my caregivers come in, they wash their hands before they go to the back, they put their mask on, we'll be starting to wear goggles, probably this week coming.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Just another precaution, just another step.
Well, I think, you know, one of the good things, you guys closed down earlier than a lot of other places did. So
correct.
I think that's part of it, and part is due diligence and everything. But, you know, one of the things I want to talk to you about today is, so some of my caregivers have been saying to me, you know, I should have placed my loved one before the COVID. Because, you know, we always wait and we wait and we wait and we're afraid. And they said, and now I am so overwhelmed with 24/7 care myself. I feel like I'm going to have a breakdown. I feel like I'm going to have a breakdown. And now I screwed myself, basically. But that's not necessarily true.
No. Arden Courts, we are still doing transitions. Or the community would probably know it as admissions, but I call it transition.
Mm.
We talk with the primary care doctor. We do require a COVID test.
Right.
However, if you're feeling overwhelmed and you need that assistance, even if you're going to just do a 30-day trial,
right?
I highly recommend you reach out to one of us and let us walk you through what your steps are. I know it'll be a very difficult time for you, and I will virtually hold your hand and virtually hug you as much as I can. the best part about it is, you know, we are doing window visits. We are doing Zoom calls. We are doing Skype. We are doing FaceTime.
Yeah. Thank God we have that stuff.
You know, 5 years ago, Linda, I'd have said, I hate this crap. However...
Right.
it has become a major lifesaver.
And, you know, I think it's a good thing for the person that's in the community, but I think it's more of a good thing for the caregiver. Because, for instance, so the people that live in Arden Courts, it hasn't changed too much for them. They're still having 10 hours of daily activities. They're still being entertained differently, maybe. But the caregiver is the one, I think, that has the issue.
And, you know, I understand that. And the nice part about it is, you know, you can request us to do a tuck-in call every night.
How nice is that? Tell me what that is exactly.
Well, the tuck-in call, we typically do the tuck-in call when a loved one transitions in. We do that the first 3 to 4 nights that they're there. And when they settle down to bed, we kind of give you an update. We give you an update.
Yeah, this
on
is what happened today. Yeah,
you know, they ate well. They
made a friend.
Well, they made a new friend. They're just doing well. That doesn't limit you to just that nightly evening call. You can also call throughout the day. You can talk to any one of us. Say, you know, how are they doing? Did they sleep well last night? Did they eat breakfast well?
And sometimes that's just what somebody needs to hear, because in some of the other communities, they don't have that communication. So the caregiver's got all sorts of things going on in their head about what could be happening in there.
Yep. And they're worried and they're scared. And you know, what about doctor's visits? Well, the nice part about Arden Courts is that you have 7 different physicians, types of physicians coming into the community.
Right.
So the primary care is the one that comes in. Most often, we have limited, you know, dermatology and things like that, unless it's a crisis, because
right.
we don't want to take that chance. We don't want them.
Yeah, if it's not necessary, please.
Yeah, if it's not an essential visit, then we want to limit it.
Well, you know, my dentist called me the other day, wanted to see if I want to make an appointment to get my teeth cleaned. I said, not right now.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
really?
I think it's important. I brush my teeth every day. It's important, but I don't think I need to be doing that right now.
Yeah. You know, we take care of our teeth every day, just like we would take care of your loved one's teeth. You know, we make sure they're brushing. We make sure that they're using mouthwash.
Right. And make sure they have their teeth in.
Yeah, make sure they have their teeth in and their hearing aids and their glasses.
Mm.
And anything that's a necessity to have them and help them be successful.
Yeah. And comfortable and feeling like they're part of something.
You know, and part of your family. We become part of your extended arms and back and legs. And
well,
feet.
It's my caregivers are part of my family. My caregivers that are in my support groups are part of my family. One of my caregivers, her husband passed away this week. She's been in my support group for 5 years.
Yeah, she called me. She called me the other day. I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
She did call me and talk to me.
Yeah.
sad and frustrated.
Yeah.
And it's hard. That's understandable.
It's hard. But it's, like I say, they do become your family.
Oh, my gosh.
You know everything about them. You know, especially like when you're in a support group. I know you got married in 1948 and you drove to Florida from Kansas City in a car that took more oil than gas. or whatever the story is. But I think that's
We know that they were in the military and that.
Right.
That
or whatever.
We need to.
This one woman worked at Burger King for 35 years. I used to say to her husband, "So did you always have it your way?" And she'd be like, "Oh, please, Linda." But but I knew that she only worked the lunch shift because she always wanted to be home for her kids when they got out of school. You know those kind of things when you're in those groups together, and that makes your family.
But it makes it important, and I carry every one of my families home with me every night.
Exactly.
They know they can reach me 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and that's such a relief for somebody. Because, you know, especially now, it is a scary time for everybody. One of my caregivers said to me the other day, I thought was very interesting. She said, "I think this COVID thing has given me more compassion for my loved one because all of a sudden I feel like I'm in a world I don't know. I feel disorientated. I feel like I don't know what's going to happen next." She goes, "Just like I guess a person with dementia feels."
Wow, that was profound.
I thought that was very interesting. Think about it. Think about the uneasiness we're having now because of some of those same things. And that's another thing I want to say to the caregivers, too. You need to think about it because if you're uneasy, they're going to be uneasy.
They're going to feel that emotion that you have going on.
It's just like, when your spouse, somebody that doesn't have dementia, you know when somebody's in a bad mood, you know when somebody's having a hard time. Many times people think somebody with dementia, they can't tell. They can tell. I think maybe they can tell even better or more.
Yeah, their senses are heightened because of the fact that you're stressed and maybe you're not getting enough rest and you don't know what's going on. And we don't know when maybe the CDC or the health department is going to give us another guideline.
Yeah.
It's hard to manage that stress when you're a caregiver.
And then I've had other caregivers that, their loved ones were like at Marie's adult daycare or they were in adult daycare somewhere before the COVID. Now some of them have started reopening. And the woman said, "My husband just wouldn't go back. He's been too long out of the loop. It's like starting
changed
all over again."
Yep, the routine has changed.
Yep.
And I know Maria is open and wanting to bring her family's back.
Yeah. Well, I know she has a son. Like, one of my caregivers, she's like, "Oh, I'm so happy. Maria's open." I mean, and I could see her on the last Zoom call. She looked so exhausted, this woman. So I'm really glad about that. And hopefully we'll continue to pay attention to keeping everything clean and stuff like that. I think it's really, really important.
It's a due diligence. I mean, I get in my car, I go to the grocery store and I get in my car, sanitize my hands, take my mask off. Well, then whatever sanitizer is left on my hands, I sanitize my wheel.
Right.
So it's
we don't realize how much stuff we touch.
No, we don't. No, we have no idea.
And I constantly have my hands on my face. I don't know why, but I do. It's just the way it is.
I've gotten a little better about that.
I'm paying a little more attention.
Yep. Yeah, you can't do that. No, can't put your hands near your mouth. No.
Yeah.
I just want to be there to be able to, even just to talk to you, just, maybe I can get you some material, some stress relief material, or something that I can, just to have another voice.
Yes, I've been doing check-ins with my caregivers, random check-ins, and they just want somebody to talk to.
Yep. In courts, we do weekly or more often phone calls to the caregivers to say, "Listen, we want to make sure you're okay.
Right.
We want to, everything's okay here. Are you okay?"
Right. And that's just so important.
Do you need groceries? Do you need toilet paper? Oh my gosh. I haven't understood that from the beginning. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I was at the store the other day. There's plenty. I'm not really worrying about it. But I'll tell you, I told this story last week. I think it's worth repeating. And one of my caregivers has been in the house with her mom for like 6 weeks. And she's really afraid to go out. She has some issues herself, too, some respiratory issues. and not wanting to ask one of her neighbors or someone to help her. And one of her neighbors just went and brought some groceries and just left them by her front door and just knocked on the door and left. And the woman said when she brought the bag into the house, she said, I sobbed. She said there was white, you know, there was bread and milk and eggs. And she goes, jelly donuts, my husband's favorite jelly donuts.
Like, how did
Yeah, she goes, how did somebody know that? And she ended up finding out a little bit later that day that it was one of her neighbors. And so she asked her about the jelly donuts, and her neighbor just said, he's just looked like a jelly donut type of guy. She said, she said, I cried, I wept, and I thought, why didn't I just ask before? Why did I let it go that far? So think about that, caregivers. It's hard to ask for help. And I think this time it's even harder for caregivers because they feel everybody else is going through their own stuff.
Right, right. But, you know, if we're caring and loving people, all you have to do is mention something.
Right.
You know, I have a couple wives in my community.
Mm-hmm.
One celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary in the middle of all this.
Aww.
So what we did was I ordered a beautiful big banner and I decorated a window and we did a face visit with them. And the husband turned around and he's a staunch military man.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned around and he looked at me and he said, I want to be with her, but you guys, I can't believe you just did this.
Aww.
I bought them a miniature wedding cupcake.
That makes me cry.
And then the next one was they're celebrating their 50th, and broke my heart. I'm standing outside. I did the same thing. I decorated the window, got a banner, got, you know, balloons, mm-hmm. and cray paper and whatever I could think of. When the wife, who is our resident, put her hand to the window, reaching for her husband. That was it.
Oh my God.
And they didn't have to ask us to do that.
No.
Those are milestones. Those are things you have to celebrate no matter what's going on.
Because you know what? This is all about people and feelings. This isn't about toileting.
No. No, this is about us being able to give them a hug when they need it.
Right. This is to be able to communicate as long as we can, as much as we can, as close as we can.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I just, you know, I did what I needed to do, and those are the things. We'll get the pictures developed. I'll put them in a special photo album.
Yeah.
Those are the things they're going to hold on to. Those are the things.
Don't ever forget that anniversary ever. Ever.
No, ever, never. That's the year COVID happened. Look.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's funny. I've been doing church online.
Uh-huh.
And each week as the pastor is preaching, I'm marking in the margin of my Bible, COVID 2020.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
It's, you know, in 30 years or 40 years, when I can look back and go, look.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are the verses that were so important during that time.
Exactly. And how cool that we can have church online. My church always has had, for many, many years, has had church online. And when my dad was still alive, he was confined to the bed the last couple of years of his life. And I was telling him about it. You know, my church is online for people that can't make it to the church. And a couple of weeks later, I'm home and I go to church and I come out and I'm getting in my car. My phone rings and it's my dad. And he goes, I like that red dress you got on. He was watching me in church. But it was kind of cool. He felt like he was connected, you know. He goes, did you listen to what the preacher said today? I said, yeah, I did.
And those are the things that Arden Courts wants to do for your loved one. We're still doing Zoom calls with church.
Yeah.
So we're keeping it as normal for them as they can handle.
Right.
You know, and not overwhelming them.
Yeah, yeah.
And the residents don't have any idea that anything is going on out there in the world. We don't. It's not today's news on the television.
Yeah, they don't need to know.
They don't need to know.
No.
They don't need to know that, you know, there's a big problem out there.
Exactly.
So, and just love. Just call me. I want to love on you.
Right.
I want to be there for you.
I want you to feel good. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel calm.
That's
I want
right.
you to know that we care.
And, that's right.
Isn't that what everybody wants? Like I said, this isn't about toileting or taking meds or whatever, or decorations. This is about people and their feelings. And Arnquist's always been so good with all of that. You know, I think that's why you guys are so successful and why you have so many different places, because you know how to do it right and then you replicate it.
Yep, absolutely.
So for our listeners that don't know, there's like 57 Arnquist's around the United States, and they're all exactly the same, 99%. So
yep.
I know a person one time that moved from Ohio to Florida, from one Arnquist's to the other, and they really didn't even know they moved. It was a little bit of a transition, but they were so comfortable so quickly. That was a pretty cool thing.
It is a very cool thing. I probably am a little biased, but feel I work for the very best company out there.
Yeah.
They, when this all started, what do you need?
Yeah.
They shut our doors down 2 weeks prior to the state shutting down.
Yeah.
What do you need to care for your residents? How can we get that to you? And just the massive support all the time.
Well, I see even with the industry. So the other night, Arnquist's had a Zoom bingo call with the professionals in the industry. So the bingo boxes was healthcare or adult daycare or whatever, because we as professionals all need to be still to stay connected to be able to help all our caregivers. And that was fun, and it was clever, and it was a break for everybody. So I commend you guys for that, too. I really appreciate it. But we got to get ready to hear from our wonderful sponsors, and you know who they are, Donna.
I do, and I love you guys, and if you need me, you know where I am.
Me, too. Have a delicious day.
You, too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arnquist's is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arnquist's provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arnquist's, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arnquist's of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
And you other people that are listening that are not caregivers, just go help one of those caregivers. Just go get some groceries, like I said, or just call. Just call and check on them and see if they're okay. Sometimes that's all we need. You know, one of my neighbors hadn't been out. I haven't seen her in a couple weeks, and I called the other day, and it turned out she fell the other night. So just check on your neighbors, make sure they're all right. We have another guest today, but before that, I got to tell you about something cool I heard about the other day. It's called Radio Recliner. And it says, Radio Recliner is a pirate radio station run by real resident DJs of senior living communities across the country, so we can stay connected while we're confined to our rooms. New shows every day at noon. So these are a bunch of DJs that live in different senior living communities, and they've hooked up this little station, and you can go to RadioRecliner.com, and you can request a song or dedicate something. And the one... John Galt, DJ Karaoke Cowboy, and DJ Miss Fancy Pants. How I found out about this, one of my friends sent it to me, and she said, is that going to be you in the future, Linda? I said, I don't know. You never know. So we have another guest on the show today. Her name is Diane Allen. We just hooked up recently. We hadn't seen each other for years. We used to be part of a networking group. And Diane is a free thinker, a mentor, an ambassador, a coach, a podcaster, or as I say, a visionary. And I am glad that she's here today to chat with us and share some things. So do we have you with us, Diane?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you today?
I am doing awesome, Linda. It's such a beautiful day today. Thank you for having me on the show. This is so fun.
It is fun. It is fun. So tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and, how you got, where you grew up and how you got to be doing what you're doing today.
Well, for all intents and purposes, I'm a Florida native. I was raised in Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
And I've raced sailboats my entire life here in Florida. And I've had just a great time. I've been educated in psychology and rehab counseling. And over the years, my career has led me to working more with visionaries and gifted people and understanding that the gifted brain is different than our average brain, and it especially shows up differently as we age and that kind of thing. And so now I work exclusively as an intuitive mentor for visionaries to help them bring that heart's desire they have out into the world in a powerful and unique way. Because I think we're all here, you know, on purpose, and we have a purpose. And
just some people have a little hard time finding the way, though, and they just need some direction.
That's true, and a lot of people have a hard time finding the way, and typically the more gifted and the more smart and the more creative somebody is, often that can be the thing that makes it more difficult. And, you know, some people say, well, you're so smart, it's easier. Well, no, not necessarily.
Yeah, because you're only smart at certain things, too.
That's right, and you think differently. So it, you know, it requires a special kind of roadmap, and so I just love getting in there and helping somebody and being part of their world and showing them a different way or showing them options for their current way that can free them. So it's really wonderful.
Yeah, it's got to be so much fun.
It is.
So you use the words talented and gifted.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, they kind of go together. Gifted comes from, you know, way back about being high intelligence and an intelligence over 120, 130. And there's a unique brain development in somebody who's gifted and smart. And for so long in this country, we kept thinking it was just about intelligence. Well, it's really about excitability and intensity and the way of experiencing the world. So a talented and gifted person, the best example I always give is if they're watching a surround sound, high def, full-on experience life where an average brain might just be a black and white TV.
Mm-hmm.
So every emotion is more deep. They ask a lot more questions. There's a lot happening sensorily so that, you know, noises or textures sometimes get in their way. And so there's a lot of peculiar things that are unique to gifted people that are important to understand. Like there's certain textures I can't be around or certain places I can't go because it's just too much of an overload.
Oh, well, and sometimes those kind of people just need their time to sit and think.
Sometimes they need time to sit and think.
They just need that.
Right, to find a different way and to handle whatever it is so they can get easily overwhelmed.
Well, Bill Gates' mother said years ago one time when he was a little boy, he'd be sitting in the chair, just sitting there, and she'd say, what are you doing? He said, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was like, and he was perfectly happy. He was just sitting there, he was thinking. I thought that's kind of, you don't see too many kids doing that.
Yeah, it's perfect. That we would call that in our world an intellectual overexcitability, meaning that thinking and questions and pondering and diving into things is so important. And he clearly has demonstrated that. So, yes.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
So give me a success story, one of your favorite people that you worked with.
Oh, wow. I have so many really cool people that I've worked with. But one of them was this gentleman who he had just retired and he was trying to find his way. Like, what's my new life going to look like? He was the CEO of a large corporation, had his wife and several adult children, and, mm-hmm. and they just wanted him to be happy. And he went through a real severe depression and had a really hard time. And so we worked on, you know, what's the next part of your success? You know, life isn't over. What other things can happen?
Right.
And how can you really connect? And one of the best things was he connected with his mother, who was in another state. We were in Florida. She was in Texas. And he connected with his mother more deeply and was able to just be present with his family because, you know, basically I gave him permission to slow down and it's okay and you can enjoy life now.
Yeah.
And see things differently. And it repaired all of his family relationships. And when he called me, when he was out visiting his mom in Texas, and he ended up being her caregiver and things like that. And he was like, thank you so much for teaching me this way of living that I can be happy and I have my family back and
I don't need to be in full speed.
Fulfilled. Right. And he felt more fulfilled because he wasn't moving so fast. He was missing life and it's just beautiful.
Well, I think sometimes when we're moving so fast, we think we're fulfilled. We're just not.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. We think we are. We're like, you got another channel here to change at.
Exactly, Linda. Exactly.
You need to fine tune it a little bit.
Right, exactly. Like, come on.
So, in a perfect world, how would visionary leaders be different?
Well, visionary leaders are the people who have this great vision. Like, you're a visionary leader. You have this vision. And they would have permission and support on every level to bring it forward for the betterment of the world. Because it's a higher vision when it's for the good of all, right?
Right.
And so they, in a perfect world, they would be supported and mentored and loved into doing it. And we would not see so much judgment and negativity. and fear around somebody who's a free thinker and a visionary and bringing something of value to the world. We wouldn't stop them.
Right, but that doesn't mean, you know, some people just, they think they're like hairy fairy visionaries. They think they're visionaries.
Well, see, a real visionary is somebody with intelligence that goes with it. Like intuition, and I use intuition in my work.
Intuition is so important in life.
Right, and in Forbes magazine said intuition is the highest form of intelligence. So I'm not talking about that woo-woo stuff that our people are trying to do that pretend like they're being visionaries. I call them pseudo-visionaries. It's more the person who's got the vision and is willing to take the action and bring it forward. And in a perfect world, if we were all able to do that, like you're realizing your vision and I'm realizing mine, if everybody could do that, this world would be in a completely different place than it is right now.
Oh, definitely. But people have to realize, too, it takes work.
A lot of work.
It takes work. You know, I used to work for somebody at one time, and he used to tell us he just wanted to be the visionary of the company, but he didn't want to do too much. Well, that really doesn't, kind of push anybody else to do anything either.
Right. Well, that doesn't translate because the visionary not only has to have the vision, but they have to be willing to put the energy and effort and focus and work for the team and for themselves. Otherwise, it all falls apart because you can't just be the visionary without the work. That's not a visionary. That's called lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, when people think, when they see other people are successful, they think it happened like overnight. Oh, look, I said, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years.
Right, exactly. I've been doing what I've been doing for 3 decades now, 4 maybe.
Yeah, I mean.
And all the people I work with are successful. And, you know, these overnight successes took 30 years to get to, you know?
Yeah. So you've worked with some famous people too, huh?
Yes, I work for some people who are household names. They're visionaries. They're very successful in their own right, in their own careers. And they have this burning heart's desire. They want to bring yet something else and something new into the world. That's a vision. And so they're using me as their guide and mentor to help them with how they want to bring these ideas in their heart into reality. So it's very exciting.
And do you deal with all age people? I'm not saying that a visionary couldn't be 12 years old, but I think it takes a while before you even realize that.
Yes, it does take a little while before you realize that. Most of the people who really start dialing into it are usually in their 30s and on.
Right.
I do have clients right now that I work with that are teenagers. I have several of them. And they're ahead of their time in school and everything. And mostly they're working with me on how to develop their own vision for their future and how to poise themselves for their success moving forward. So their parents are visionaries and have called me in to help their kids kind of get on the path, even if they're not fully clear on what the path is, so that as they start waking up to it, they're kind of already positioned.
That's excellent because you need a lot of direction. Kids today, there is so much going on. You need somebody to direct you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's fun because I get to go in as their mentor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not in there telling them what's wrong with them. I'm not trying to fix anything. I'm just older and wiser, and I'm kind of like their crazy aunt who comes in, and I go to their plays, and I go to their performances, and I'm like their little extra cheerleader person. And, you know, they also listen to their parents better. Because they have me, too, and so their parents aren't the only ones giving them information. So the communication within the family improved just having somebody else, another voice, supporting their
kids. Especially
kid.
With teenagers.
And, of course, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love doing it. So, yeah.
What's the oldest person you ever worked with?
The oldest person I've ever worked with is 74.
And what was that issue? I'm just curious that someone just can find that, you know, finds their way at 74.
Well, that's very, very interesting. This person was really, really famous and really in their own business world. Like, I didn't know of them before, but in their world, they were very well known. And he woke up one day and was talking to his wife and said, you know, I need to start being a mentor or teaching the young people. He was really compelled. Like, all of a sudden, he had this drive to share his knowledge and his understanding of that industry. With the young executive people. And so he didn't know how to bring that heart's desire out.
Right.
And one of their friends knew somebody who knew me. So it was like one of those, I know somebody who knows how to help with that. So he called me up and he said, I have this heart's desire. Please, will you help me bring it into reality while not losing my own position? You know, like some people just throw everything away and start something new. And he didn't want to do that. He wanted to have his lifestyle and have his world, but still kind of feed this new fire. And we're in the process of it now. We're almost to the end of him getting ready to do what he wants, you know, get everything going. It's been really magical to watch it and see his eyes light up, Linda, like he's a child sometimes, because he gets so excited for this whole new vision for what he can do and bring moving forward.
Yeah, because it's a lot really of people think, oh, I can't do anything like that after this age or after what age, you know, whatever age they pick in their head. You can do anything you want as long as you want to do it.
Absolutely. The age is nothing other than a lot of time of wisdom. And I believe that all of our life experience, our entire autobiography, works together to bring these magnificent visions together and these really neat things together later in life, because we have the wisdom, the strength, the maturity. We've been waking up a little bit, and we have lots of life experience to bring to the table, and it's so valuable. So I see great things coming out of the people I work with that are in their 60s or 70s or 50s even, you know, like, okay, let's start doing something different. So it's really fun to see, the second or third iteration of what would be a career, so to speak. But it's not, doesn't feel like work. It's just passion.
Yeah. Well, Diane, don't go away. We got to hear from our sponsors, but I want to talk to you a little bit more. So stay tuned with us, everybody. We're going to hear from our sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network.
You know what that means when you hear that? It's time to get your pen and paper, because I have good stuff to tell you. So Alexander Spine Center, you just heard their commercial a minute ago. From May 1st through June 30th, they're offering complimentary chiropractic treatment, including examination, x-rays, and adjustments to all Pinellas County policemen, firefighters, doctors, nurses, and paramedics. I think that is so fabulous. So take advantage of that. If you know somebody that's a policeman, a firefighter, a doctor, a nurse, or a paramedic, they can get some free chiropractic help. Just call Alexander Spine Center at 727-397-3000, 727-397-3000. Also, donate blood. We need blood. Everybody needs some blood. And people, they're having shortages because people were afraid during COVID. I went like 2 weeks ago and donated blood. It was all cool. It's all sterile. It's all clean. So Curves of Seminole is having a blood drive Friday, June 12th from 8 to 1 on Seminole Boulevard at Curves. And then on June 11th, I'll be presenting via Zoom the Dementia Dance, when to lead and when to follow, because sometimes it's a waltz, but usually it's a jitterbug. This will be a Zoom presentation. So you can go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and register there. It's really easy. If you've never used Zoom before, it's really easy. You just download the app, and then you click on a link, and you're right there in the meeting. And I think more so than now, than ever, you need to get some little time for yourself and some other new hints. So please come by. And it's great now because we do via Zoom, so anybody from all over the country can be on the call. So, Diane.
Yes.
Still with me here. So,
yes.
Where can my listeners get in contact with you? And but before they tell me that, and then I want to know, how does a person start? Like, I think, you know, I'm a person, I think I have a vision, or I want to change something, I want to do something. If they're not ready to come to you just yet, how could they start?
The best thing to do is to have some kind of grounding or meditation or prayer-type practice, either early in the morning or the evening, whichever feels better. For me, it would be the morning.
Okay.
And get a journal out and start kind of focusing on your heart and writing whatever comes to mind without filtering or without judging. Like, I would like to do this, or I'm thinking about this, or it would look like this.
Right.
Or this is how I will feel. And just let the free flow writing come and do that for about 2 or 3 weeks before you reread any of it.
Okay.
And then you'll start seeing themes and ideas and topics that'll keep kind of repeating, or they'll be related. It'll be like a puzzle.
Right.
They'll start coming together. And then from there, you say to yourself, okay, what's the next one thing I can do? What's the next action? It might be read a book. It might be call somebody like me. It might be get some research done. It might be go on a YouTube channel, you know, whatever it would be, to the next one step. Because the universe will then say, okay, well, now I'm curious. I want to have the next thing. Or you might check that step out and go, doesn't really feel right. Maybe I'll check out another step.
Yeah, and sometimes you might have an idea of something you want to do. Somebody might be doing similar. You might just want to talk to them first, and you might find, yeah, this is really what I want to do. And then you might find out, it's not really what
I
want to do. I need to go a little further. I need to curve it a different way.
Exactly. And, or you might think it looks one way because you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And then you start talking to somebody, you get new information, you go, aha, it's really this over here. It's not that over there.
Yeah.
Now I see, because of the interaction with somebody. I see that happen all the time where people ask me questions or we'll be dialoguing, and all of a sudden all the light bulbs will go off and like, oh, now I see how I see it. Where before they couldn't see it, not because it wasn't there, but because they didn't know what they didn't know. And with that extra spark of the information or another person in their life really makes the difference.
Well, that's
first,
what
you have to go within.
You said to me, that's when they always say, you get me.
Yeah, someone gets me is what everyone says after they work with me for the first time, which is why my podcast is called Someone Gets Me.
And where can people listen to your podcast?
They can listen to Someone Gets Me podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, my website, visionsapplied.com, and YouTube.
Cool, very cool. And tell us a little bit about some of your books.
Well, I have 7 out. I have one about loneliness, another one about how to quit anything, and 5 simple steps with just quitting anything, bad thinking habits, you know, some people are in jobs, they don't want that kind of thing. And then I have a book on midlife suicide that's an ebook, and I have another ebook on how to get back on track if you're off track. And then I have two meditation books, one for visionary leaders that have a word of the day and a writing and a place to journal in there about the reading of each day and the quote.
And then I have another book called Hope Realized. That's really for people who want to develop personally, maybe heal, maybe grow their consciousness. And so it's really focused on having a word and a quote and an action and a place to journal.
Well, that's a daily meditation, right?
Yes, it's 366 different daily meditations. No two words are repeated. And then my most recent book is called Where Do You Fit In? That is talking about the essential gifts that we all have. And so I took the word essential and I made it a noun. So, you know, like the Incredibles, they're the essentials. And
yeah,
there's five essentials, and they all have their own little characteristics in their own little way. And so it helps people see that they may not feel like they fit in, but if you look at it this way, you can see where you fit in. So it helps people not feel so alienated or so alone in the world.
And people can find those on your website?
They can find them on the website, visionsapplied.com, and they're also all on Amazon, or you can order them from any local bookstore. They're international, so you can get them any bookstore.
Yeah, so get her book and my book.
Yeah.
So what's your hope for the future?
Your book is amazing.
What's your hope for the future, specifically post-COVID?
My hope for the future is that this COVID time will be the great reset, where people will really begin to value their relationships, particularly mm-hmm. with their elders and other people in their lives, that people will not be so quick to throw away their connection to people, that people will listen and be more kind and compassionate to each other, and that at the end of the day, people will be much more respectful of themselves and others. And this is a time for us to free ourselves of all the old pain and grief and junk from the years behind us and say, you know, if we reset everything and we start moving forward with a different way of looking at
right.
all people, then COVID could be a really big blessing in an odd kind of way.
Yes, and I agree with that. And I feel like I'm planting some little seeds for the future right now. And I think it is going to be different, but I think it's good. I think it's good. I've seen fabulous things happening, and we needed to slow down. People had to really just take stock of what's really important. What's really
right,
important?
Right. Well, there's so many people, Linda, that keep saying, I know I got to slow down. I know I got to slow down.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Right.
And so now they have to.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Exactly.
I
never had time to do that. Now you got time. Don't tell me that baloney.
Right. Exactly. I just recorded a podcast episode that's entitled Change Before You Have To. Because if people would have started changing before we had to, we might not be in quite as severe of a situation as we're in.
Right.
If people would have listened, you know. So I really think listening and paying attention is a really big thing that I really hope comes out of this for the future.
All right, Diane, our time is up. It was great chatting with you, and let's chat again
soon.
Thank
you so much. Yes, thank you so much, and we got to chat again soon. I appreciate having me on your show, and it's so great.
And likewise.
Talk to your listeners.
Have a delicious day.
I will. You too.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. I know how precious your time is, and it really means a lot to me that you take time to be with us. We'll be back again next week with great guests and a lot of good information. So remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
To brighten up even your darkest night, you just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall.